Welcome to my alcove. Yes, little minnow, I am the infamous sea witch. You thought I'd look different? I see. Like a hag, right? Oh, don't make that face. It's fine, really. I get that all the time. In truth, I exist to fulfill desires, so why wouldn't I look desirable? Now, what brings you to my side of the ocean? You have a wish you'd like me to grant? Are you sure? My prices are steep, you know. Your parents warned you. Was it that story again, with the legs and the oblivious prince? Of course, it's always that story. Oh, no. That girl's tragedy was not my doing. How was I to know she would need her voice? It felt like a fair trade to me. Besides, I heard that she's a spirit of the air now, so it wasn't all that bad. The walking on knives thing? My, you did your research. Little minnow, all magic has a price, especially mine. The legs she acquired were very, very sensitive. It made them incredibly fun for certain, well, let's just call them activities. But her poor body translated all of that sensation of weight and texture as pain. Now, with that said, why did you come to me, knowing how bad things could be? You look absolutely terrified, with your poor body trembling from head to tail. You can't even look me in the eyes. It's positively adorable, but I doubt you're doing this for my amusement. That wish is within my means, but the price may not be to your liking. The magic will require your orgasm. Wait, why are you laughing? It would be a pleasure to pay that price. I think you're misunderstanding. If you agree to the terms, you will never be able to come again. Not even those frustrating interrupted orgasms. You can feel all of the pleasure, all of the buildup, but never again will you have that sweet, delicious release. That's right, little minnow. Let that sink in. Think long and hard about it. Is your wish really worth it? You hesitated to say yes. I've dealt with enough people who hesitated and immediately regretted it. Are you sure? Are you absolutely, positively sure? Yes, ma'am. I like that response. All right, then. I will make your wish come true. Just hold on while I get my pen. Of course you'll have to sign, little minnow. Magic may not be bound by merfolk law, but I am. I don't want you suing me, so this liability waiver is mandatory. Here's the pen. Sign here, here, and here. Good. Looks like everything is in order then. Now, let's begin. Strip down and then go lay on that kelp bed. Why? You really have to ask why? I've got to collect my payment, of course. It will be the last orgasm you will ever have. So if you want it to be a good one, you had better stop asking questions and start following instructions. Clothes off and on the bed. Now. That's much better. on your back, if you will. Yes, go ahead and get comfortable. You're going to be there for a while. That's a lovely view. I haven't had someone like you in my bed in some time. Oh, your skin is so smooth and soft. I love how my lightest touch already has you quivering. No touching. This is about you, not me. I will have my fill of you, and you will love it. Here, I'll make it easier for you. What am I doing? Why, I'm using the kelp to tie you down, little minnow. Oh, you like the feel of the strands tied against your skin? Good, because I like how you look all tied up and helpless. I could do anything I wanted to you right now, and you would just have to lay there and take it. On that note, where should I start? How about with those little nipples of yours? They look wonderfully sensitive. You're breathing a little bit faster. Are you already starting to feel excited? Let's see. Oh, yes. You're already glistening, and I haven't even touched you there yet. So ready for me just from playing with your nipples, flicking them back and forth, rolling and teasing them with my soft, warm tongue. What's that you're saying? Keep going. Only if you say the magic words. Oh, silly. I don't mean real magic. Just say please. A little bit louder. Please what now? Yes, that's right. Not just please, but please, ma'am. All right. Since my helpless little minnow has asked so nicely, I will oblige. I love the way you twitch for me. Already starting to grind against my body, even though you can barely move. I don't know how much more of this I can stand. You poor thing. You must feel so desperate right now. I love feeling the warmth of your pussy against my body as I play with your nipples. Did you realize that you've been grinding against me this whole time? I bet you can't stand all the teasing. Here, let's help you out a little bit. Oh, you are absolutely soaking. Slick with your own juices. And it's all for me. Your body is gripping onto my fingers like you never want to let go. It feels so good to have you quivering and clenching down as I work my fingers in and out of your wet little hole. You like that, don't you? How about if I play with your nipples while I keep fingering you? That was a wonderful moan. More. Give me more, little minnow. That's right. Pant for me. Gasp for me like a fish out of water. I know how thirsty you are for me. I know what you need. And you're getting closer, aren't you? Such emphatic nods. My, we can't have that already, can we? I am going to fuck you with my fingers until you can't bear it anymore. Until you are right on the cusp. Yes. Right there. Why did I slow down? What is it the land dwellers say? Ah, yes. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I am going to calm your twitching body and leave you aching for more. Oh, yes. Give me that frustrated growl. Don't worry. I will still collect my prize, but not this quickly. There are still things that I want to do to your lovely body first. Like taste that delicious looking nectar. Just as I expected. The juice that you have gushed onto my fingers is so very addicting. I wonder how much better it will be straight from the source. That's right, little minnow. Keep looking at me. Stare into my eyes as I move towards my prize, caressing your body as I go. Lavishing attention. An affection on every part of you. You feel so good underneath me, warm and ready. I barely breathe on your clit, and you jerk towards me in anticipation. Such a greedy little grouper, aren't you? Have patience, little one. I will quench your thirst by quenching my own. I was right. You taste so much better as I use my tongue to make long strokes from your slit to your throbbing erect clit. It feels so good to take you in my mouth and suck lightly. My tongue placing spirals on and around your delicate bundle of nerves. If I flick your clit like I flicked your nipples, I wonder what would happen. That was an absolutely delightful reaction. Oh, little minnow, you are too much fun. Even as that kelp restrains you, even as the weight of my body holds you down, you buck and thrust in response to my ministrations. Yes, throw your head back in pleasure. Give in to just how good my tongue feels. Show me that you've had enough. That you can't stand another minute without me claiming my price. Beg for it, little minnow. What is it you want? Oh, you want to come. You want this mean little sea witch to stop teasing you and fuck you in earnest with her tongue and her fingers? Well, since you asked so nicely, ooh, your body is making such hungry, sloppy noises for me. So wet with your juices. You're gripping my fingers with your pussy so tightly. Your thirsty little catfish is trying to swallow me whole. Yes, that's right. Move with the rhythm of my tongue. You are absolutely thrumming. You're so close. Go ahead. Come for me, little minnow. Come for me. Pour your orgasm into my mouth as you scream in pleasure. That was wonderful. Good job, little minnow. Now, stay put as I gather up your nectar in this vial. I will need it to complete my spell. Good. That part is done. I will untie you now. Here, give me your wrist. They must be stiff from being restrained for so long. I will massage them for you. Now, I will ask you one last time. Are you willing for that orgasm to be your last? To give up that release forever in return for your wish to be granted? What? You thought I wouldn't give you one last out? Little minnow, I may be a witch, but I'm not heartless. If you decide to back out of our agreement now, I will release you and you can go back to your life. However, once the spell is cast, I will not be able to undo it. There are no take-backs when it comes to magic. Your wrist feels better? Good. Give me your other wrist, then. And answer my question. Do you still want to go through with our deal? All right, little minnow. I will not ask you again. I have all that I need, so I will not make you wait any longer.
Take this nectar, come, collector, and the pleasure for good measure. Now this witch can grant your wish. May it bring you joy forever. Little minnow, can't you see? I possess your ecstasy. Now your cum belongs to me. To remind me of what we had together.
There, it is done. You may not feel it immediately, but the spell will take full effect within 24 hours. You may go now. Take care of yourself. And if you ever want to visit a sea witch when you're on this side of the ocean, you would be welcome. Goodbye for now, little minnow.